We continue with Tila. We're up to Birchas HaTeira. Shavuos is next week. We'll give a Hakdama to Birchas HaTeira of Teira, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, of Kabbalah HaTeira. It says in the Morgen Avraham, Isa B'Zoyah. The Zoyar tells us, brought down in the Zoyar, Shechasidim Harishainim, that the early Chasidim, how you not the Chasidim as in the Chasidish people that we have in the Sakhra and the Babov and all the other Chasidish, but Chasidim, those were meticulous in their Avodas Hashem. How you know Urim Kol Halayla? They used to stay up the entire night of Shavuos, Va'oiskim B'Torah, and learn Torah. Ukvar Nogu Roiv Halayndin Lasiskin. And it's a minig to many people who can learn Torah have adopted such a minig. The Moran Avraham states that perhaps the reason for this is because the Medrash says that when Klal Yisrael was supposed to see the Torah, they slept the entire night. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to come wake Klal Yisrael. In order to be misakin this, many have the minig to stay up and learn all night. The question is, if the reason, in fact, is that Klal Yisrael slept through the whole night of Matan Torah, when Klal Yisrael was supposed to receive the Torah, and the Baruch Hu had to wake them up the next morning, so we stay up the whole night, why should you learn Torah specifically? Chazal should have been misakin, or the minhag should be, stay up! You can stay up, not mevatel, not to do bittel, I don't know. There could be some taka do say that maybe you learn, you say Tehillim, there is tikkun leil shavuos, which has all different parts of the Torah, but why specifically are we said that the minhag is to learn Torah all night? The point is to stay up. Mishnah Berurah says, he quotes Arizal, anyone who does not sleep the night of Shavuos and learns Torah the entire night, it is certain that he will live out his year and no harm will come to him. What's Pshan the Rizal? I don't know. I'm very safe to Mishnah Berurah. Niksaf Sefer says, Parshas Vayikra, in Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Tzav, Tzav is Aaron ves bono lemar zoyish Torah asa'oila. Command Aaron and his son, saying, this is the law of bringing an oila, zoyish Torah asa'oila. The Medrash says, of Acha in the name of Chanina bar Papa says, why does the Torah use the word Torah? Zoyish Torah asa'oila. These are the laws, we catch up Torahs here, of laws. These are the laws of the oila. Why does it use the word Teiras Benegea Karbonis? Zoktik Saf Sefer. One might say that when the Beis Hamikdash stood and one had done an Aveira, there was a way to do Tshuva. How? By bringing a carbon. You can bring a carbon Chatas, you can do Tshuva. Now that there no longer is the Beis Hamikdash, there's no way to obtain a Kapara. You can't get anymore. No Karbonis. The learning, the Baruch Shalom said, that if you will study the laws, the Torah of the Oila, the Torah of the Oila, it will be considered as if a carbon was brought. The learning of the laws of a carbon, in particular an Oila, he says, is equivalent to bringing one. Each carbon had its purpose. The Chachamim tell us that the carbon Oila was a kapara for improper thoughts. The Aveira was with thought, and the main tshuva is to be done with thought. Since the Oila is a kapara for improper thoughts, it would follow that purifying one's thoughts through Liman HaKodesh should work as a kapara as well. The main purpose of a carbon oil, he's saying, is that the person, he did not vary with his thoughts. He had improper thoughts. The tshuva with proper thoughts. Thoughts of learning Torah. So Zaktik Saf Sefer, the reason why it says, Zosh Torah oila, to teach you that you want to know how you can have a kapara, even though there is no actual oila. Zeis Teiras Oila, learn Teira. If you learn Teira, you will receive a kapara as if you brought a carbon. Nesira Shalom says, what talk is the pshat? If one is Isaac in the Teiras Oila, it is considered as if he was Makrivan Oila. In the Beis HaMikdash, almost all karbonas and other tasks were done exclusively by day. There are two that apply to the night as well. The oila, as it says, he ha oila al magdala mebea kol halayla, a happy decree during the night. And the menaira, where it says, me erev ad breaker. Again, we have night. The night is a time that the Sitra Acher has control. The Sitra Acher tries to make sure that Klai Yisrael does not follow the will of the Baruch Hu. The Menorah and the Korban Ola are brought at night specifically to counteract the koyach of the Sitra Acher. Sitra Acher, the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, whatever you want to call the Sitra Acher, we specifically have two things to protect against him. He controls the night. How do we protect against him? Korban Ola and the Menorah. The fire and light of the Torah HaKadosha keeps one connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam and away from the Sitra Acher. The Ola comes as a tshuva for improper thoughts of following one's taivus, bad desires. If one learns Torah, especially at night, it protects him from these taivus and that brings him to do tshuva. It says a person doesn't learn Torah at night, his house is going to burn up. I mean, yeah, learning Torah at night is even more important than by day, it seems. Of course, you should learn Torah by day. Rambam says it's Rav Chochma Yikaina at night. Rav Chochma Yikaina at night, Dr. Rambam. Night, time to learn. Says in the Birkei Yosef, he quotes in Arizal, one should not give tzedakah at night. As we say in the Birkei Yosef. Nighttime is designated as a time for Midas Hadin, while tzedakah is supposed to be Me'or Midas Harachmim. The two do not go together. So nighttime is Midas Hadin, tzedakah brings Midas Harachmim. He says it doesn't go together. I'm very straight in that result. What does this mean? What does that mean? Shouldn't get stuck at night? The first thing to say is that it could be that if someone actually comes to you and they ask you for money, you should give. You shouldn't say, no, I don't give at night. But if you'll notice, they don't walk around with a pushka at night. Come out all shuls, they'll go to have a pushka by shachris, by mincha, but not by marif. Why not? Beki Yosef, according to Arizal. What's the pshat? Send the Yerushalmi in Shkolim. Rav Chanina bar Papa was distributing tzedakah at night. The Sitra Acher accosted him and said, hey, why are you distributing tzedakah at night? The night time is mine. I'm in charge here. I rule the night. You can't give out tzedakah at night. Rav Chanina responded he was doing it at night so there's not to embarrass the poor people who would be receiving the tzedakah. So he answered him. In other words, Rav Chanina was saying, you're inherently right. Technically, I shouldn't be doing it. But I have a good excuse. Says in the Bris Elvis, the night before Bris Mila is known as Leil Shimurim. Someone has a Bris Mila in the morning, the night before it's called Leil Shimurim. Many have the minute to stay up all night and learn Torah on that night. Leil Shimurim. The reason for this is to make sure nothing or no one interferes with the Bris the next morning. We're scared. You're not going to learn. The Satan tries very hard to thwart the Bris Mila because his chusim are great over Bris Mila. So you stay up a whole night to protect against the Sitra Acher trying to cause the Bris not to happen. As it says in the Tanan de Be'al Yo'ozuta, the chus of the Bris Mila says Yidden from Gehenna. The chus of Bris Mila is murder. Says in the Yerushalmi in Brachas, one who abandons Torah study for one day will find that the Torah has distanced itself from him. Torah is like a bride. She waits for her groom to come. When she sees that he is not coming, she leaves and looks for another groom. If one toils in Torah, the Torah responds positively and does everything possible to come closer to the person. Yerushalmi and Brachos. You don't learn Torah, Torah leaves you very fast. You have to keep that connection. You keep the connection becomes stronger. But if you leave, let go of that connection, it's going to disappear. It says in the Rechaim HaKodesh, if you do not listen to me, and you will not perform all of these mitzvahs. Rashi says that v'mloy sishmuli means that if one will not toil in Torah, he will not perform the other mitzvahs either. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, I created a Yetzirah. I created a tavlin, a spice, an antidote against Yetzirah. What is that? Torah. The only way for one to protect himself from the Yetzirah is Torah activation. If one does not learn Torah, the Yetzirah will have complete control over him. If one truly experiences the sweetness and the beauty of the Torah, he will abandon even the greatest of Olam Hazeh in order for the opportunity to fulfill even one mitzvah. person gets it, he has a shaykhah satayr, the more shaykhahs he has, the sweeter it becomes for him. The more he's connected, the more he wants even Olam Hazeh. The famous Maisa. Someone went over, I believe it was Reb Chaim, and he said, listen, I have a shayla. I'm a wealthy fellow, and I have Yisachar's woolen deals, and I have tremendous support of Torah. I support Torah all over the world. Now, when I go up into Shemayim, am I going to have the schus in that Torah? He says, absolutely. He says, so if I'm supporting Torah, and Yenim knows the Marsha, and he knows Rebbe Akiva, am I going to know it upstairs? He says, absolutely. He says, okay. So then what you're saying is, there's absolutely no reason for me to learn one word. I don't have to learn. I'm paying. Nowadays you can look in the newspaper, you don't have to learn anymore. Just give $10,000 to X to this donation, and they learn for you, they say, so they're for you, they do everything for you. You don't even have to do any mitzvahs anymore. Everything is done for you. Just give them a check. Okay, but that story, that point aside, which I don't agree with. But he's saying is that if you support Torah, you can have Torah and Shemayim. Mm-hmm. So why should I learn one word? Chaim answered, B'skidech. Obavosvet zayim mitan oylem hazeh. You're right. For oylem haba, if all you're concerned about is oylem haba, you're going to have a Torah up in Shemayim. You're going to have it. There's no reason to learn. But what's going to be with your oylem hazeh? You don't even realize what Torah is. Torah is so sweet. If you'll get a shaykhah to Torah, you'll want to learn Torah more. You'll have more of a shaykhah to Torah. It'll be sweet to you. You'll enjoy it. You'll want to do it in Olam Hazeh. Yeah, right. Olam Hazeh, you're going to get. But you're not going to, if you're going to support Torah, you're not going to have the pleasure of learning Torah in Olam Hazeh. You'll have the pleasure of Torah in Olam Hazeh, but not down here. You're missing out on a tremendous part of Torah. Olam Hazeh Torah. Amazing. Perhaps now we can understand what's going on. Why is there a custom from the Arizal not to get stuck at night? What does it mean? Now, I'm not saying this is pshat, but maybe we can learn something from this. What the Arizal is saying is, I don't know. But maybe we can learn something from this. We know that the power of tzedakah is great. It says in Mishlei, we know, tzedakah can save one from death. Tzedakah tatzel mimavos. Tremendous, tremendous chus. However, you should know, the nighttime is ruled by the Sitra Achar. There is only one antidote to counteract the Sitra Achar. Not Staka, not all the other mitzvahs, the Meridig mitzvahs, they can protect you from death. But to protect you from the Sitra Achar, there's one mitzvah. Torah. Only Torah. Paiskim say that while there's a meaning not to seek to do the mitzvah of Staka at night, if one is approached with Staka at night, then he should give with a full heart. Good. Again, like you said before. But perhaps, a reason not to seek out the mitzvah of tzedakah at night. Why not? The reason I'm saying is, no, at night, no tzedakah. What do you mean? Not, if someone comes, you shouldn't say no because it's at night. But why don't we go seek out that mitzvah? Tzedakah has to be mothers. You want to know why? Because the night time is ruled by the Sitra Achra. And the Sitra Achra is going to come get you whether you do tzedakah or any other mitzvah. There's only one antidote. The Torah. At night, what should you be doing? Learn Torah. Tzedakah is beautiful. Do it by day. At night, learn Torah. They're the only way to be protected from the Sitra Achra. Perhaps that's why we can have a deeper understanding why there's a minig in Klal Yisrael to stay up all night and learn on the night of Shavuos. Shavuos is the time of Kabbalah Satayrah. Torah is the one and only antidote against the Yetzer Hara. As by Bris Milah, whenever there's an opportunity for a great Tzchus, the Yetzer Hara comes full force. Yetzer Hara tries best to ward our efforts and be makabel Torah in the proper fashion. Therefore, many stay up and learn Torah Kedusha all night in order to thwart the plans of the Satan. That's the Yisai. You want to know why stay up and learn Torah? Because the next day, the next morning, Kabbalah is Torah. Shavuos, Matan Torah. Morning, Shavuos morning. You got to stay up a whole night. Not just stay up a whole night because you fell asleep, because the Klai Yisrael fell asleep like the Magen Avraham says, but one step further. Because, yeah, stay up a whole night. But if you stay up a whole night and don't learn Torah, the Satan can still get you. He can still get his claws on you. How do you get the claws of the Satan away? Keep him away. Keep him far away. There's one thing. The Torah application. That's why we learn the Torah. That's the Yisoid. Nighttime is a time when it's tremendous. It's a tremendous time for the Sitra Acher, but at the same time, what does that mean? If it's a great time for the Sitra Acher, it's a great time for the counterbalance. And what's the counterbalance? The counterbalance is the Torah Akdesha. That's the reason why there's a minhag for people to stay up if they can, to learn as much Torah as they can, because Torah is what is the only antidote to the Yetzer Hara. It says in Parashas Truma, "Va'asu Aaron atzei shitim amasayim v'chitzi arkoi amav v'chitzi rochoi v'amav v'chitzi kenosei." They shall make an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 amas in length, a amah and a half in width, and an amah and a half in height. Hashem told Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael to prepare to build the Mishkan. Klal Yisrael needs to donate various materials. Start working on the Mishkan and on the Kelim that will go into the Mishkan. The very first thing Terry discusses is the Aron, the place where the Luchos are stored. Pasuk says, "Ubitzal ben Uri ben Chor lemata Yehuda asas kol Hashetziva Hashem es Moshe." Rashi says, a famous Rashi, Hashetziva Hashem, Betzal even followed commands that his Rebbe Moshe did not tell him. Betzal was able to ascertain what the Rebbe Yisrael told Moshe, even though the instructions that Moshe did not repeat those to Betzal. Moshe told Betzal to first build the Kelim of the Mishkan. First build the Kelim. Then the Mishkan itself. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told Betzal. Betzal said, hang on! First you need to build the Mishkan. Because if you don't build the Mishkan, where are you going to put the Kelim? You're telling me to build the Kelim first. I'm going to build the Kelim. Where should I put it? I don't know where to put it. First build the Mishkan. After you build the Mishkan, I'll build the Kelim. I have a place to put the Kelim. Moshe responded, you must have been in Hashem's shadow, Betzal Kale, the name Betzalel, Betzal Kale, the shadow of Hashem when he spoke to me, because you know what Hashem told me. Make the Mishkan first. If that's in fact true, Rashi is telling us, Rashi is saying that Moshe realized that it was a mistake. Not a mistake, but he told him the incorrect thing. Why did Moshe tell him the incorrect thing? What's the shot? It says in the Al Shech HaKadosh, and they shall make the Aron from Atzei Shittim, but also Aron Atzei Shittim. Why does the Pasuk say they? Why, by all the other Kelim in the Mishkan, it says V'asisa and you. We have a Lashon Rabim here, they, but as opposed to all the other things, it says V'asisa and you shall make. Dr. Al-Sheikh. The Keser of Kohuna is only from Aaron and his descendants. The Keser of Malchus is only for David and his descendants. Kohuna, Aaron, Malchus, David. That's it. Dr. Al-Sheikh. The Keser of Torah can be acquired by any Yid who is ready to dedicate himself to the study of Torah. It says in the Gemara in Hurrius, that if you Gimel Amid Aleph, a mamzer who is a Talmud Chacham takes precedence over an ignorant Kohen Gadol. Each person in Klal Yisrael has an opportunity to be part of what the Aron stands for, the Torah Akdesha. So while all the other parts of the Mishkan is Vasisa and you shall make, it was individual, whoever was making it. There are certain things were only going to certain sects in Klal Yisrael. Like you said, the Aron, the Kohuna, David HaMelech, the Malchus, but Torah, Va'asu Aaron Etzeishitim. When coming to the Aaron, it was Asu, they, whole Klal Yisrael, they all had the opportunity. We can all achieve the Malchus, the Keser, not the Malchus, but the Keser of Torah. It's in the Medrash HaGadol. The Aaron HaKadosh was used to distort the Luchas. The Aaron HaKadosh was not part of the Kelim of the Mishkan. You should know, the Medrash HaGadol says, that there are Kelim of the Mishkan. The Aaron was not the Kelim of the Mishkan. You cannot classify it. It's in its own class. Zok Imre Chaim. V'yikholi Truma. You should take from me Truma. Medrash Rabba says, immediately after Klal Yisrael said Nasiv and Ishma, the end of the Parashat Mishpatim, we had Klal Yisrael say Nasiv and Ishma, beginning of Parashat Truma, V'yikholi Truma. The Malachim said to the Baruch Shalom, how can you give a Torah to Klal Yisrael? Is it Dinner Bar Metra? What's a Dinner Bar Metra? A Dinner Bar Metra is that one who is on the border, closest to something, to property, he has first rights. In other words, let's assume you own a house and you want to sell your house. You have a firm neighbor next door, and you want to sell your house for $30 million. And someone else comes and someone says, I'm willing to pay $30 million. You have to offer it to your neighbor first. your neighbor, your next door neighbor, your closest next door neighbor, is a din of bar metzra, he has first rights to it. Halacha says you should be selling it to him. Of course, if he wants to only pay 25 million and someone else wants to pay 30 million, you don't have to sell 5 million less than him. He doesn't get to keep it, say, well, I'll pay you whatever I want, I'll pay you $10 for it. But if he's paying you value of what you can get, you have to sell it to him. Din of bar metzra. Comes the malachim. The Torah, we were closer to the Torah. The Torah's in Shemayim. We're in Shemayim. Where the Klal Yisrael comes? It's in the Bar Metzra. The Torah is ours. Why are you giving it to Klal Yisrael? Answer to the Malachim is that Klal Yisrael are children of the Rebbein Shem. We are Bonim Lashem Aleikecha. Bonim Lashem. Children. The din is, if you want to give it to your child for free, you want to sell it. There's no dinner bar mitzvah. Your next neighbor can be willing to pay $50 million for it, and if you want to give it to your son, you can give it to your son. The answer is, you want to know why there's no dinner bar mitzvah? Because we're children of the branch. It says in the Chassam Sefer, Chazal tells us that the Aron miraculously did not take up any physical space. We have to learn from this that the Torah is not dependent on any particular place. One must be committed to Torah, living and studying at all times and in every location. All times, every location. The mother of miracles. A miracle. It says a nace that somehow we don't understand that, but the Aron was in the kachet and took up no space. What does that mean? I don't know. But took up no space. What's the point in making such a nace? So we should know that the Torah doesn't take up space. There's no boundaries. There's no vulim. The Aron represents a Torah. The Kruvim that the Chassam Sefer represent, or the two Kruvim, represent two Talmidei Chachamim who are discussing Torah. Kruvim, two of them. The two poles on the sides of the Aron represent the ones who support Torah. They're the ones who pick it. They lift up the Aron with the poles, they support Torah. The Aron carries itself. We know that the people didn't carry the Aron, but the Aron carried them. They weren't by itself. The whole world is only sustained through the Torah. It says in Shmoyis Rabbah, V'osu li midah v'shachanti v'seichem, the Baruch Shem tells Klai Yisrael to build a mishkan for him to dwell in. He gives it, the Medrash gives a mashal. A king has an only child, a daughter. A dignitary from another land comes and wants to marry the king's daughter. The king allows him to marry his only daughter. The husband then wants to take his wife, the king's daughter, back to his land. He just got married. He says, okay, you're coming with me. The king tells him to part from my only daughter. I can't. I can't. I can't let you take her. Just, I should be away from her. I can't. To tell you that you can't take her, I can't. She's your wife. You just got married to her. So I can't tell you, no, you can't take her. But I can't just part from her. She's my one and only daughter. Zuck the king. However, please do me a favor. To every place that you go, please make a small room for me so that I can live near you. Because I cannot leave my daughter. I'm going to come into this small room. This is what the Baruch Hashem told Klal Yisrael. I gave you the Torah HaKadosha. That's the Baruch Hashem. That's our connection to the Baruch Hashem. To part from it, I can't. To tell you not to don't take the Torah, I can't. Shavuos, Matan Torah, is a chasana between Klal Yisrael and the Torah. Marrying the Torah. So the Baruch Hashem says, I can't tell you you can't take the Torah. Marrying the Torah, you're entitled to take the Torah. But I also want to have it. I can't part from the Torah, Dr. Baruch Hashem. However, wherever you go, please build me a place so that I can reside near the Torah. As it says, also mikdash. Make a place for me. Make a place that I can come. I can be near the Torah and you can be near the Torah. It says in the Oyel Torah, Hashem will dwell in them. Also mikdash shechanti b'seicham in them. It says that the Pasuk said, b'seichoy, famous word, b'sei v'shechanti b'seichoy, and I will dwell in it. What b'seicham, them? Who's them? B'seicham is referring to every yid, the heart of every yid. We have to open up our hearts so that Ribbono Shel Olam could be within us. Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a Torah. We can have everything in this world. We can have a Torah HaKadosha and the Ribbono Shel Olam. It says in the Maral, but also Aaron at Seishitim. Aaron comes from the lashon of Or, light. Or is referring to the Torah that is in the Aaron, as it says, Kiner Mitzvah Torah Or. Torah is light, it is the true light and the ultimate light. It says in the Baal Turim, Amosayim v'chitzi Orkoi, v'amo v'chitzi Rochpoi, v'amo v'chitzi Koimosoi. Why do all of the measurements of the Aron have a half of a measurement? Amosayim v'chetzi, 2.5. V'amo v'chetzi, 1.5. V'amo v'chetzi, 1.5. Why do they all have halves? Zakta Baal Turim. The reason is to teach us that the only way to acquire the Torah is for the person to realize that he is nothing compared to the Ribono Shel Olam. There is no room for gaiva. A person is mashpil himself, is machniya himself to the Ribono Shel Olam. That's how he can have a true connection to the Ribono Shel Olam and the Torah HaKadosh. Perhaps, now we can understand why Moshe Rabbeinu told Bezalel to first build the Aron. Bezalel was correct! That one must first build the Mishkan in order to have a place to put the Aron and the other clay on Mishkan. However, when building the Mishkan, it is integral to keep in mind why the Mishkan is being built. The main purpose of the Mishkan was for the Aron. The Ribono Shel Olam gave Klal Yisrael the Torah. The Ribono Shel Olam wants to stay near the Torah, as the Medrash Rabbah says. The Aron is not part of the clay on Mishkan, it is the main purpose of the Mishkan. Not part, not a keli. That's something that goes, the Aron is not something that goes into the Mishkan. It is the purpose of the Mishkan. We need to hold the Torah dear. The Torah is what sustains the entire world. The Torah at night, as we said, protects against the Sitra Achar. But the Torah sustains the entire world. The Aron had 3 boxes. The inner and outer were made of gold. The middle one was made out of Atzei Shittim. The Torah HaKadosh is pure gold. But there needs to be something inside. What's inside? Wood. That's us being an onov. The Atzei Shittim comes from Yaakov Avinu. The proper way to learn Torah and to have a key in my Torah comes from a Messiah from the Avos HaKadosh. So we have 3 different points over here. Number 1, the Atzei Shittim was in the middle. That's where it came from Yaakov Avinu. That we have to stay humble. That's the middle. The outer parts are gold. We have to realize the chashivas of it. It protects against Sitra Acher. It's what sustains the world. That is the Yisoid. We have Birchas HaTorah. You come, you make a bracha. What does the Yetzer Hara want to do? He wants to say, Birchas HaTorah, mumble through it. Don't have kavanah. Don't think what you're saying. It is the most tremendous gift we can possibly get. We have to make a bracha and say Birchas HaTorah properly and thank the Ribono Shel Olam for giving us a Torah HaKadosh. That is the Yisrael over here. What was Moshe Rabbeinu teaching Bezalel? He told him, go first build the Aron. And then Bezalel said, 1 second, I gotta build the Mishkan first. Moshe knew Bezalel was gonna know the answer. Moshe knew. He knew that Bezalel was gonna say yes. No, but Moshe Rabbeinu, don't have to build the Mishkan. Moshe was trying to impress upon Bezalel that you should, when you're building the Mishkan, remember why you're building the Mishkan. You're not building the Mishkan for the Mishkan in and of itself. You're building the Mishkan for the Aron, for the Torah HaKadosh. That's the purpose. When you build a house, you don't build a house to put in the couch and all the other stuff. You build a house for the people to live in it. That's why we're building a house. He says the Mishkan is not to build in and of itself. It's not for all the Kalim. It's not a Kalim, the Aron HaKadosh. The Aron HaKadosh is the Torah HaKadosh. If we hold the Torah dear, we keep the Torah near us, we marry the Torah, when it comes to Shuas Mount Torah, the Ribono Shel Olam come, then we should make it room for the Ribono Shel Olam. If we're going to have the Torah, we have the Aron, we should have a Mishkan within our hearts, so the Ribono Shel Olam can come in, to have a proper Kabbalah HaTorah, and the Bizeicha, the marriage, should be a marriage, a long-lasting and everlasting marriage. La'olam vod. Have a good night.